Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is David. I'm from Edmonton, and I'm about a few things. One of them is music, one of them is yoga, and one of them is giving away food in a really cool way.
Okay, so let's talk about the yoga first, please, and thank you. What kind of yoga are you into?
Hot yoga.
Hot yoga?
Yeah.
So okay. It's hot yoga when I do it.
Yeah. True. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I've been teaching hot yoga since 2015.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I've done a bunch of different yogas.
Cool.
Like I go to yoga with my mom who's 70 years old.
Damn.
And it's like some Hare Krishna stuff. I'm like, so mom,
really
you're
spiritual?
Like out there. Yeah. And then like there's a guy today who was doing paddleboard yoga, but I've went to his block yoga class before.
Right.
So I've done a few different yogas. I've never tried hot yoga because I've never tried it, long story short. So like, what do you think are the benefits of that versus some of the others?
First, like a physical struggle, like putting yourself through something super challenging, can just make you a little more resilient when life does it to you.
Okay.
Like when you voluntarily approach that struggle, it's a little bit easier when life makes it involuntary.
Fair enough.
But also the benefits of just doing stuff in the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't have to Google very far to see the benefits of sauna and
that's right.
Happening there. So it's doing yoga in a sauna, basically.
Nice. That's the one thing I like. It's hard to find. Like, and cost effective is a sauna. Like,
true that.
Man, but what I have been doing, the exact opposite of heat, is now at the end of all of my showers, I go to right cold.
Some people say go cold first.
I don't know. My thing is at the end, just because like I'm a baby, I like to be pampered a little bit in at the beginning. And then boom, the last two, 3 minutes, all in cold. I don't even feel the cold anymore. You get like used to it.
Well, I guess there's this like thin layer of film that forms on you when it's cold water. So there's even some cold tanks that people sit in where it's constantly circulating, so it's actually even colder.
Interesting.
I'm not even close to that.
So when it comes to yoga, though, how did you get into that?
One of my best friends got me into it. He's standing over there.
Okay.
Yeah, he told me like multiple times, like, you got to try this. And I was like, nah, I'm just going to keep swimming. And then one day I went and I've been hooked ever since.
And how old were you when that took place?
29?
Okay.
Yeah, I was about 29. What was that, 2009? Something like that, yeah.
Around wow.
Yeah.
So, like, this was a decision in your life when, like, at that point, some people get stuck in their ways.
Right.
And then you found, like, a new lane.
Yeah, and I always wanted to be an elementary teacher. It just never worked out.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story. But one day when I was meditating, the idea of teaching yoga just kept showing up, and then I kept leaning into it a little more, and
you
know, I've been doing it for 14 years.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Now, one of the other things you introduce yourself as is somebody who gives away food in an interesting way. How do you give away food in an interesting way?
How do I say this? Me and my friends, well, they came up with the main idea of gifting food to people. We're in this community, Burning Man community, and one of the principles of Burning Man is gifting. And inside of that, people very often give away food. It's an easy thing to, you know, a lot of people get stuck with what they want to give away, and food's a really easy one. And we're part of this festival called Freezer Burn, which is outside Edmonton, about 45 minutes, and one of the things, there's many reasons why, but one of the things that would happen is my friend and I would build a main stage there. Well, we can't call it a main stage, but we would build a stage there, and people would cook food on the ground. they pull their Coleman stove up and just like give away grilled cheese either on the floor or like with the table, and we kind of created a space for people to do that. Cool. We just supply all their utensils. The festival, Freezer Burn, will pay them a grant. Like if you want to show up and cook dumplings, you can.
Yeah.
You give them the receipt and they'll be like, cool, they'll give you the money back for it as long as you do it at the festival.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Neat.
Yeah, they want people to contribute. Something I tell people a lot is most festivals you go to, people just consume it. The music, the food or whatever.
Right.
And at Freezer Burn, it's the opposite. Almost everyone there is doing something.
Interesting.
So you're surrounded by inspiration. It's hard not to be inspired when everyone's like, this guy built this or cooking that or, you know, doing this performance. It's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go down that topic, but I know we only have a limited amount of time. First and foremost, are you you're asking questions?
You're
doing your Max City Minute?
You said you wanted 15.
So no Max City Minute then.
You said you wanted 15.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. We have a segment that he usually asks questions for,
okay.
So I just need to figure out if he was doing it or not.
That's cool.
And this is the podcast. We don't edit anything, by the way. So
you just talked to the cool guy behind the camera.
That's right. Right.
Yeah. So, man of mystery, right?
Yeah.
Does anyone know what you look like?
Nope. And so they don't know if I'm like 6'9" Jack Black dude or if I'm like a 3'2" midget woman. They don't know.
Yeah.
What would you, okay. We'll, yeah. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the one thing you mentioned though, and it came up a few times, and so I don't forget about it, is you said Burning Man. So that's something that I think nowadays, because of podcasts and celebrities going to it.
And the rain last year?
Yeah, and the rain last year, no shit.
It was all
like,
over the news, yeah.
People have heard of it now,
yeah.
But like, how, explain to me when you went back there and what that first trip was.
My first trip to Burning Man?
Yeah.
It's like a pilgrimage. Like, I don't know anyone who doesn't have some type of issue when they're on their way there. It's like you're about to leave, life throws a curveball at you, and it makes things even more challenging. Your house floods, a family member gets sick, car breaks down on the way. Like, there's lots of things that hold you back, and that's kind of what life does. It's like you're about to have this beautiful experience. Let's throw some shit at you just to make you really work for it. And Burning Man's basically that. So you go there and it's like a how do I say this in a few words? Some people say it's like an alien orgy in the desert, which is totally not at all, but
yeah.
I decided to say that. And, but it's like a place, basically what I said about Freezer Burn, it's just a place where you can contribute however you want, and the festival wants you to contribute in any way.
Yeah.
So like you can build anything, you can see anything you could think of. Has probably been there already. Like there's a camp there called Miso Horny. You go there, there's miso soup anytime, hot, you know, 3 a.m., 3 p.m. Like there's lots of different, it's just a place where you get to see people's imagination run wild. And you don't get that in most festivals. Like most people, it's just like, here's what the thing's gonna be, enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And so what was the thing that drew you there for the first trip? Because like you said, it's an obstacle to get there.
Well,
and back then when you went for the first time, like, I have to assume you didn't really have a full understanding or grasp of what you were going into.
I had been going to Freezer Burn for like 5 years before. And
okay.
Freezer Burn, what I tell people is, if you had like a cookie cutter shape of the Freezer Burn Festival, and you just stuck it in Burning Man, and then moved it and stuck it on this organic elk farm in Pinoca, it's basically that. There's art cars, theme camps, everything. Like, there's so much of Burning Man at Freezer Burn. It was just like a step up.
Yeah.
But it's in the middle of the desert and it's really hot.
Yeah.
So it hits different.
And you have to imagine, like, the people who make the festival, they're coming from all different places around the world.
Totally.
Like, the Freezer Burn is, I just heard about it, like, while you guys were coming up. That's in Alberta based.
Yeah.
Right, so you would have mostly Canadians.
Yeah.
Because we're mostly chill. Like, Canadians are just, like, we just are. Like, it's, you know?
Yeah, mostly it's Canadian people.
Yeah.
So mostly Albertans.
It might be better then.
Well, it is better in the sense of that you don't have to spend thousands of dollars to go.
Right.
Like, if you want to go to Burning Man, you either fly there and your friends hopefully bring your stuff, or you drive down there with your stuff.
Right.
And, again, pilgrimage, man. You gotta haul a trailer. You gotta bring everything in and everything out. There
That's
are literally
right.
people there who will stay for weeks after.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever seen that movie Spaceballs, but there's like a scene where these guys are like combing the desert with an actual comb.
Yeah.
People literally do that at Burning Man, and they're like, "Oh, there's a little bit of a sparkle here. Ooh, a little toothpick," and you get a grade.
Yeah.
And if you fail, Or if you don't get to a certain grade, you can't come back.
Okay.
So that's how they kind of, like, they're trying to teach people. Another thing we do at, from scratch is how to teach people how to take care of their own trash.
Yeah.
And it blows people's minds. They'll come up to us and be like, hey, can we give you this garbage? We're like, yeah, hold on. And then we grab some of our garbage and we try to give it back to them. And they're like, what are you doing? It's like, why would we want your garbage?
Yeah.
That's yours. You brought it here.
Yeah.
So Burning Man, like, when you brush your teeth, you spit your water into a cup and you take that water out.
Really?
Everything. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, because if you get it on the playa, it's like, they, again, they grade you.
Yeah.
And like, if you want to go back to that place, which is, it's like prime, I would recommend anyone go at least once.
Yeah.
And if you want to go back, you got to make it actually look better. If you, I think, and I'm not 100% sure, my partners might know that better, but I think the higher grade you get, the better placement you get next year. So you could be like way off from center camp, and then the next year you get a little closer, and then if you're like a really good, you know, burner, I guess that's a way to call it, you can get like prime real estate. Because it's miles long.
Yeah.
There's like 80,000 people that go.
Okay.
And they make like a city out of it. There's streets and grids and...
Right. So with this knowledge and experience that you have, this jerk tricked me into doing back-to-back festivals.
Okay.
So I'm going to Frenzy Fest.
Sick.
Then we chill for a few days. Then I jump on a plane to Seattle and we drive to Base Canyon.
The Gorge.
So what are tips that you could get me? Because I'm willing to do the work. What should I do to prepare for this? Mentally, physically, like... What would your advice be?
He's worried.
I'm willing to do the work. So,
don't blow your load on the first night.
Yeah.
The amount of people that go to a festival and the first night they just get lost in it, and then they're up for 8 hours or 12 hours or a day, and then Saturday, Sunday rolls around and they're sleeping.
Yeah.
So just like pace yourself.
Right. It's gonna be hard.
Yeah, that is
easier
the
said than done. Like,
if you can nap, that's always beneficial.
Right.
But just pace yourself.
Okay.
And eat lots of food and, like, I'm not 100% sure like what advice to give you in the sense
anything.
Of like what to bring or like you've never been to Frenzy Fest?
No, I've been to Frenzy Fest.
Right.
So I know Frenzy Fest.
Yeah.
Right. But
last
I'm not.
Last year was the first time he went and the only festival he's ever been to.
Right.
That's a good choice. We like real talk. Like we had between the three of us and From Scratch, we had hesitations about Frenzy Fest. We were like, oh, I don't know, we're not going to know anyone. I don't know if that'll be cool. And it was like,
it was awesome.
Of the year, for sure.
Frenzy Fest is a cool one.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: like, it's not only going to the festivals.
Right.
It's physical. Like, this is physical. Like, I just have a tent. Like, I don't have, like, anything else. And that's how I want to keep it. But that's, like, a lot of walking.
I don't know, man. I had a tent for a while, and now I got an RV.
Yeah. But you had a tent for a while.
Yeah.
True.
This man has been one music festival.
Right.
So do you think being in a tent, like, initiation?
Yeah, like, I think you need to go through that to understand the people there better.
Okay.
Because not everybody can go and afford a camper. So if you actually want to be a part of like what's going on in the center,
you got to be on the ground.
You got to be on the ground, and then like you can earn that trailer.
Plus, they say a Burning Man tent is a really good way to go, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, not in the desert.
I had a yurt. Thankfully, one of my friends built this really crazy
That's what
yurt.
I'm talking about.
So I don't know, like, because Base Canyon. I've never been to that event. I just know the venue and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, it's probably the same type of prep as Frenzy Fest. Just make sure you have enough water. And I don't know, I wouldn't even bring food. Just bring your money and buy it.
Okay. Like, interesting. Hot take.
Yeah. Sometimes, like,
hot take.
You got to bring a cooler. There's ice in it. You got bacon in there.
I was thinking,
like, water.
Our thought process is just like peanut butter sandwiches for like morning and evening, like coming back and being there, like just something simple.
Right.
And then, like, you don't want to make the half an hour trek back in the middle of the day, miss a set and a half to just go get some food. Like, no, we eat there.
Yeah. Peanut butter. Because I could eat a peanut butter sandwich all day, every day.
Even if you're, say, under the influence of some extracurricular substances,
100%.
You want to get that pasty-ass peanut butter in there and make your mouth all dry.
100%. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, the extracurricular activities we like to take part in will allow us to eat multiple peanut butter sandwiches in one sitting.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I trust you.
I'm really simple, so, like, I don't need, like, a new flavor profile every day.
Right.
So I figure if I just, like, stick to the, like, buy like 2-3 loaves of bread, get peanut butter, some jelly. Mm. Like, I'm good for food. Second and then, like...
Get some honey, man.
Honey, honey, yeah, 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 see?
Yeah, dude.
And then, like, have a meal by, like, one meal a day. Right. You know? So, that you pay for. So, that's my thought process. But, like, I don't know, man. But the other thing is, like, it's a lot of physical work. Like, you know, because when you wake up, like, when we were, like, mapping out, like, you're walking 3 kilometers every day just to get to and from the stage.
Right.
And when you get to the stage, you're not sitting there like a frog on a log. You're like, you're moving.
Right.
So, like, this is like 2 weeks that I'm just going to be chucking along.
Yeah, I think you'll be all right, man. I don't know.
Like, I think so,
you
too.
You look like you're ready to go.
Yeah, but you, like, this is why I'm asking. I might ask all of you, like, what, like, advice, because, like, I've been doing stuff, like, working out a little bit more, like, you know, I've been putting in the work.
Right.
And so I'm just like, but any other tips? Because I'm just like, I'm doing stuff, but I'm willing to do additional things
together. And I've tried to tell him, he's like, what else can I do to be prepared? It's like, you can't really be prepared. You just got to go and figure it out.
Yeah. Be able to react safely.
I'm super excited, because that's the thing, like, I'm 41. And the episode's over. So Tanner tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. What? But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
A plug or a shout out. Well, I didn't really say it, but like me and my crew built this thing called From Scratch, and you'll probably be talking to them more about it. But it's like a half food truck, half DJ booth that we go to different events and help people contribute in some way. Like we were chatting about, we go to a festival and like for Frenzy Fest, we're doing a cooking contest and a DJ contest. So people are going to submit like a video of them cooking something, and if it's the best one, they can do it at Frenzy Fest, and we'll pay for it.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, man. So that will be my shout out, From Scratch Alberta on Instagram.
Also Van Damage.
Yeah. True. Yeah, Van Damage is another thing that I do. I've been a DJ for like 20 years.
Well, there you go. Awesome.
Maybe that's another episode.
Yeah, that is. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.